Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year, so let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
There.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency
Finance,
a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Carson
Schottenheimer.
Yeah. The beacon of Sand Hills Global Currency.
That's what he is.
The big toe, the most important of all toes, the leader, has put together quite a situation there for future of our finances and the future of you. If you have kids out there right away, if their kids going to college right now, it's like you have one job. Get through college, do well so you can get to Carson. If I'm taking dropping somebody off in the dorms, I'm like going, hey, listen, have a great college and enjoy it. But just know in 4 years, you're going to meet Carson. And that's what we're dealing with.
Wow, that's power.
It is power. Carson
wears that power really well.
He does.
Too.
Always with a smile. Yeah. Always smiling. He's happy all the time.
Yeah, he doesn't look stressed.
No, doesn't. GoCurrency.com/careers. Check it out today. It is time for another edition of Dr. Love.
They call me.
Dr. Love, sponsored by our friends at Diner Contracting.
Randy.
If you need any sort of remodel.
Like you're falling down a well.
Who's ever in room 116 is not happy right
like,
now.
What the hell is happening over there this morning? He's yelling. Bird.
He's yelling.
Randy.
Male names.
He's yelled Bird twice today. Yeah. Randy can help with all things remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, or more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204 at Diner Contracting.
Thank you, Randy.
Yeah, Randy's amazing. Lifting stuff over his head all day today, preparing for the weekend, of course.
Randy's really good at with the cleanup because those projects.
Rollaways. As soon as you have a job, you know it shows up? A rollaway.
The cleanup.
So there's not like you're not piecemealing stuff. Well, hey, I'm gonna haul some of this away, but some of this stuff has got to leave it in the front yard because I have to come out and get it tomorrow. No, roll away. Comes in immediately. Everything is put away. So you come home at the end of the day, your place is still looking pretty darn nice.
I bet he sprays off the driveway.
Of course.
It's the hosing off of the driveway.
Yeah. Randy. Yeah. Wow. Okay. We've got some Dr. Love questions off the bat. Here we go. This is from Phil.
Here we go.
Phil in Lincoln says, Dr. Love. How soon is too soon to introduce my girlfriend and I's kids to each other? We've been dating for a couple months, and both have met each other's kids, but they've not met each other.
What? Now say that again.
Okay, Dr. Love, how soon is too soon to introduce my girlfriend and I's kids to each other? We have both met each other's kids. The kids have not met each other, though, from each of the sides there. How soon is too soon?
Well, that's obviously, if it is time, if you've met the kids, mm-hmm. yourself, both sides have met the kids, that means that it you're not pushing this too fast. You want to have something, as you discuss it very well, of what would interest both sides, and ages can make that difference. Like, so when you meet, what you don't want to do is be all of a sudden, it's like, okay, just march the kids into the living room where the other kids are sitting on the couch and be like, okay, everyone sit down. This is, and they introduce each other to each other.
No. Situation. That sounds awful.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, it sounds awful. Yeah, it and does. Just no background music, no anything, just dead silence. And then you like look at the kids like, what do you guys think of each other? No, have some form
talk.
Of interaction.
Talk.
We're going to be able to meet with this also. It's like, well, what came up there right away like that? Well, you know, both of them, you know, we both have sons and they like this. They like this. Something they could do that's interactive, like that. There's a yard they could be in. Something, take them to an activity maybe. So they have a natural conversation organically. You just don't want to have it like, just don't make it stale.
How old are, I wonder, the age matters in this, doesn't it?
Age matters on this, but I would imagine they must, you know, I doubt, you know, one set of kids are in their late teens and the other ones are 4 years old. I imagine they're probably fairly close on age. And so just set up something that's a lot of fun. Also, don't make it too long. So it's like, okay, the kids are going to meet each other. We're going to be together for 9 hours straight.
Oh boy. First time ever.
This is like an hour and a half deal, so they can kind of somewhat connect. And then afterwards too, when you get in the car with the kids, not, what do you think? What'd you think of Johnny? Johnny good? Johnny's cool, isn't he? No, just don't say a word when you get back in the car. Just go on to the rest of the day and just see if they bring it up or if they have some sort of question about it with it. Because the first thing that's going through their mind is, it's like, okay, is that my new sister? Are we moving in with them?
It's a lot of stuff to process.
All these things. Just be like, no, we're just wanting you guys to touch base, to have a little bit of idea of who each other are. That's it. Don't make a lot. Very short conversation, short meeting with energy. It'll go great. You'll kill it.
That's pretty solid advice there, Dr. Love.
Dr. Love, I wonder if 116 can hear you giving advice.
Now this guy's giving love advice over here. What the hell's happening?
There's a guy talking to his wife. There's a guy yelling next door. Now he just gave dating advice.
And it's pretty intense. We can hear
it through the drywall.
He has to be very wealthy. I mean, this is intense.
Can you imagine all of a sudden, it's like, where'd you guys stay? We're in a cobblestone at Hardington. There was a guy yelling names, and then he did some sort of a radio show with love advice. And I can.
Oh, God.
Very odd.
Couldn't sleep anymore because he just kept yelling. Yeah.
Got
a disaster over here.
All right, what do you got?
All right, up next, Kevin in Waukee, Iowa says, Dr. Love, I need some advice. My wife loves bathtubs, but our current master bathroom only has a shower. Remodeling the bathroom is not cheap. Is the better option buying a hot tub for our back patio? That way I can enjoy it as well. What should I do to keep her happy, Dr. Love?
Oh, if I'm going to try to, here's how you knock it out of the park, if it's possible.
Okay.
Is there any place else, a house we had previous to the one we're in now, I made my own, a separate bathroom in the basement. Just went in and made a separate bathroom. If you have the opportunity and space to do that somewhere, and you made a small separate bathroom with a tub in it, that would be like her private luxury room that she could go in, have her music on, whatever she wants to listen to, have the bathtub, have that. That would be something to consider.
Great
if
idea.
That's possible at all. And that's, here's the deal. That's a lot cheaper than a bathroom remodel. The remodel means you're tearing everything out.
Oh.
You have to tear everything out and redo it. And they say sometimes it's not even feasible to have that done. So look into the extra room or extra spot. I would not redo your bathroom. That would be a lot. The hot tub probably won't do quite as much because I think she wants it as a relaxation time.
She wants to bathe, perhaps. I don't know if that's on the patio is where you want to bathe.
No.
Right?
But, yeah.
In the hot tub, yeah.
But anyway, I would look into, is there a section to do that? And then, obviously, it's pretty obvious what you need to do in this situation. Even though it's in Iowa, you might want to get a hold of Randy. That's what you want to go to.
That's a no-brainer. Come on, Kevin.
Guess who built my bathroom in my basement?
Randy.
Randy.
Did Randy do that?
Yeah.
He did it in the basement. Look for a spot in your house. Is there a place that we can put a small bathroom that has a sink, mirror, and a tub? And that will change your life.
Sink, mirror, tub.
Three.
Tub.
Trifecta there.
Sink, mirror.
116!
All right. Those are two hard questions you addressed.
That's pretty tough. That's why Dr. Love is here.
I know. That's why he makes a lot of money. Questions.
Dr. Next Love up, is Jeremy and Lincoln says, Dr. Love, I've been happily married a couple years now, and I'm looking just for some new date night ideas.
Hello.
Not a first date. We're happily married. Date night ideas that are fresh. Do you have anything to recommend that's unique?
Jeremy. Like that. I'm always about short trips. Sometimes to small towns. Maybe they're already in a small town, but short trips that it can be fun. You find summer times are great because every small town has a festival or their weekend. Those are fun to go to. You want to find an event that sits way off the beaten path. All of a sudden we're going and we're playing bingo at this place or something different to be able to do. Activities are always good. Like I said, sometimes you have places that have axe throwing, different ideas.
Okay.
I'm really big into going to something of a play / musical. Entertainment, not a movie, but it's live. If you have a chance to go see, like I said, I took Laura numerous times to see Jersey Boys or something, you're going to come away and go, that was incredible. And so you want to get out. You don't want a two-hour drive. You want a short drive. But come up with something, obviously, you haven't done in the past, something that's interactive, and also something that you don't have to be the main entertainer, which means, okay, we go to a dinner at some other place, different town. You're still the main show. It's just the two of you. All of a sudden, you go to something like a musical or a play of some sort. Now you're not. Now somebody else gets to do the entertaining for that time. And so that allows those opportunities to come up. So like I said, and then also do some things with all you say is like that. Dress snappy, casual, we're leaving at 6:15.
Boom.
What else? That's it. Just dress. Tell her how to dress. If she doesn't want to show up at some event, and all of a sudden you go to the lead center, wherever it's at for some event, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, I should be dressed way better than this. And I feel underdressed because right away she'll feel insecure in the moment.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You don't need another hat. You need a personalized plan to regrow hair. Through Hims, you can access treatments that combine clinically proven minoxidil and finasteride to stop hair loss and regrow hair in just 3 to 6 months. No hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Again, Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar, that just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
So you have to tell her also like that. Here's how you would dress. Like I said, very casual, semi-formal, cocktail attire, snappy casual. Have an answer for it and then be able to go from there.
I like this, Bill. I'm going to use that myself.
You need to. What about the comedian thing? Do you suggest comedians?
It falls right into theater and musical, in my opinion. Try to stay towards the back a little bit, especially if you know this comedian, if your research is heavy on coming after the crowd.
Yeah.
Because that could be one thing where maybe your wife is not comfortable with, mm-hmm. or husband's not comfortable with. Like, that's like, okay, she wouldn't think that was funny that all of a sudden we became the focus mm-hmm. of the night. With the comedian, mm-hmm. you know, you hear some comedians you look at, like I said, they don't do that. Some, that's a big part of their deal, is to get interactive with the audience, and that's fine. But just know if it's coming or not. You could probably research that, because there's so many reviews right now. You kind of have an idea. You do sometimes, you know, come across that. That's like, try to figure out the comedian though, because sometimes it'd be like going, okay, that wasn't that funny. That was just not my, you know, kind of humor, and then it won't go quite as well. But if you do your research, it can go really, really well.
Wrap up on this one. It's more of a comment, Bill, on what you just said. I'm curious your thoughts on this regarding the date idea. Someone says, but don't go too far out of town, because what if you say something stupid and the car ride home is very uncomfortable?
Oh, come on.
We said that.
Short drive. Yeah, short drive. I would just hope that you have an incredible evening
right.
planned.
Don't say some
snide comment on the way there, and it's silence for the rest of the night. I just hope as humans we can be better than that.
A long drive would allow you time to make up for it, though. I mean,
yeah, would allow you some time. Generally, though, if you said something to really upset her, it's really hard to come back pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Silence in the car is never a great time.
No, it's not.
Oh, God.
Also, in the car, have a playlist. Have something like that. If you're in the car right away, it's like there's certain music like that. It's like, just thumb through the music, see what you can find. I don't know what to play. It's kind of like, nothing really hit. You know what? You're driving from Lincoln, you know, like that, and you're going to Wahoo. Hey, throw some tunes together from your era. Maybe you're from wow, this is 80s music. This is remember this song? Oh, I remember this song. Throw that in there. Changes the vibe the entire time. How many times have you heard great music and just been miserable?
Right.
We're going on a date. It's unique. I don't know where I'm going. He told me how to dress, told me what time we're leaving, and there's a playlist in the car. Right away, odds of failure, very low.
Very low.
By the way, Kevin in Waukee says he's going to call Randy about the bathroom situation, the tub, so that's good. And
nice.
DW says, last thing, Dr. Love, no question, I want to say I'm taking my wife for our 11th anniversary to Ruhlman's tomorrow after golf and pedicures. I have a reservation. I even sent Phil a text yesterday, and he responded with the quote, looking forward to seeing you, end quote. That's from DW.
The owner of Ruhlman's text him back.
He did.
Wow.
He texted him, I'll be there tomorrow. And Phil texted him back, okay, anniversary, you killed it. Think about this. They're going golfing, getting pedicures, going to Ruhlman's, and a free cookie skillet.
Huh.
Number 11 is good
right
to
there.
You.
That's good.
Number 11 is good to you.
Phil got back.
He did. He said, looking forward to seeing you.
They'll enjoy Ruhlman's.
Yes, he will. Remember, you have to ask, you have to mention the stool
yep.
to get the free cookie skillet, but you'll get it.
And
you have to mention that. And make sure you talk to Phil.
If you just ask Eddie to talk to Phil,
just tell him, I'm a breaker. I need to talk to Phil. They'll get the word to him immediately, and he'll appear as if out of nowhere.
He will.
That's Phil.
He will.
That's
all of a sudden, Phil just appears.
It's not an exaggeration.
Now, he must have numerous entrances to that place.
Yeah, it's not an exaggeration.
He will, all of a sudden, you don't see him coming. All of a sudden, wow, Phil's right next to me. It's incredible.
Bill, we thank you for once again being a wonderful Dr. Love today. A lot of good questions for that. Are you hanging out for the game show, or are you out of here?
I'm out.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see you on Monday.
Thanks,
Bill.
Guys.
Yep. All right. Bill is gone.
Thank you, Bill.
He leaves on a high note with a wonderful edition of Dr. Love, though.
That was beautiful. Wow, those questions were good.
They were good. Thank you to the Breakers. That's good.
Those are three really good questions.
It is time to play the game show, though. Now, you are 2-2 in the week, and you don't have a lifeline today, so this is to avoid the losing week.
Got it.
Film Friday.
Does it have to be Film Friday?
It's always Film Friday on Friday.
Okay.
Today's topic is Al Pacino. Do you think you know your Al Pacino movies? If so, call us up at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the takedown Sip in trivia. No lifeline today. Just you and the caller. Okay. How do you feel about Al Pacino movies today?
Not particularly good. But I like Al Pacino, so I'm game.
That's positive.
I'm game.
Okay. Paul is our caller. Paul, how do you feel about Al Pacino movies today?
Oh, I'm just getting started.
Was that an imitation of Al?
A weak one, yes.
No, it's not bad. It wasn't bad.
I didn't mind that.
I recognized it. This is Paul?
This is Paul. Yeah.
Do you do Al Pacino?
Just try.
Not poorly.
Trying. Hey, here's an attempt there.
You tried.
Not as poor as you're going to do today, Sipple.
Wow. All right. It's shots fired. Here we go.
How about that? Come
on. One-on-one. No lifeline for each side. Paul, first question to you. In what 1973 movie does Al Pacino play an honest New York cop who blows the whistle on rampant corruption in the force only to have his comrades turn against him?
Serpico.
Is it Serpico?
Brilliant.
Good job.
You've had
Paul.
Serpico.
No, I in fact, I had the wrong. I was going to say another movie if it came.
Don't
to
say that.
I won't.
Okay. 1-0 lead for Paul. First question for you, Sip. In what 1975 movie does Pacino play one of three amateur bank robbers whose uncomplicated heist becomes a bizarre nightmare as everything that can go wrong does?
I'm sorry, Paul.
Go wrong.
That's a layup. And Paul's going to say it's a layup, and it is. It's Dog Day Afternoon.
Dog Day Afternoon is correct. 1-1 tie. I would not have had that right, but good job.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you for the lead. Last question, Paul. What is Al Pacino's character name in The Godfather?
The Godfather. Michael Corleone.
Brilliant!
Would you have that one?
No.
Okay, Michael Corleone is correct. This is to tie it up. Give yourself a chance still at a winning week. 2-1 lead. Last question. In what 1993 movie does Al Pacino play a Puerto Rican former convict who pledges to stay away from drugs and violence despite the pressure around him and lead to a better life outside of New York City? Former convict who pledges to stay away from drugs and violence despite the pressure around him and leads to a better life outside of New York City. He's got his hand to his face.
Mm.
Thinking about it. You got 5 seconds.
Mm.
Five.
I don't know this.
Four.
Three.
Two.
A fish out of water.
A fish out of water. That movie was called
Carlito's Way.
Should have known.
Paul had that one anyways. So, Paul, congrats. You called your shot before the game. You won the game. And he had an Al Pacino impression before it also. So.
One more, Paul. Come on, one more.
Okay.
Come on, you can do this.
Say hello to my little friend.
That's a good one.
Very
good
nice,
job.
Paul.
That's
congrats.
Always good.
You deserve your bagels today, Paul. Nice win.
Oh,
great job.
Oh, and sip.
Yes.
Shut up!
There we go. Thank you, Paul.
Good That's job, good Paul.
Good contestant today, Paul.
Really good.
High spirits there. Well, Bill
that was
is,
an odd shut up, though. That was...
Bill is not here for the tiebreaker, so this is to you. You lost the game, but see how this goes.
Took an L, 2-3 on the week.
What was the film length of Al Pacino's 1983 movie, Scarface, which you just heard say hello to my little friend?
Scarface. I was looking for the name of that movie.
Hours and minutes, please.
The name of that movie always slips my mind.
Say hello to my little friend.
I think it's a pretty long movie. It gets really long at the end when he's in that gun battle. It extends over 2 hours to 2 hours and 7 minutes.
2 hours and 50 minutes. Just shy of 3 hours for Scarface.
Jeez, that's a long movie. That is... But that battle, you know, when he's got a mound of coke and he's got like a high intensity shotgun. It's a memorable scenes, plural.
That's a good game show today.
Scarface.
Yeah. Hey, you got a question right. Would you would have had Serpico or not?
No.
Okay.
No.
So you got the only one you would have got right then. It's Dog Day Afternoon.
Paul would probably remember Serpico actually was a book, too. My dad had that book, Serpico. I can remember seeing Serpico, that book.
You did not read Serpico, though?
No. No. All right. No. My dad read books. I'm not going to tell you the last book I've read. It's been a long time.
Might be a long search for that one.
It's a good book. I remember it, but I'm not going to. It was a long time.
2004, ago. Notebook. 2003, Notebook. 2002. You're going back all the way back to the 80s for your last book read, or 70s. I'm
not going to give you that. I'm not going to give you that ammunition.
All right, fine. Yeah. When we come back, hour three, I want to talk about branding with college football players and jersey numbers.
Branding.
Next on Early Break on the Ticket.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.